Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today is the 20th of the month, and we'd like to look at whatever the corresponding proverb is today, because 31 proverbs, and we want wisdom, and we need wisdom more than ever. All these things are taking place, and wisdom can really help you when you got all this information just hitting you and all this data is coming. And, you know, if you got alarms on any of your little devices, they're like shouting at you, beep, beep, beep. It's like, stop, you know. Mm-hmm. And but if you have wisdom, wisdom will tell you how to respond to all that, you know. And today is the 20th of the month, so we're looking at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. And it reads, this is the Proverbs, what it reads. It says, it is to a man's honor to avoid strife. Think about it. It's to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. What does that mean, you think? What does that mean? What do you think that means?
Well, let's find out.
All right, let's find out. Well, quick to quarrel. I mean, it's a fool, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. That is so something. And it's so, I mean, I've never seen, you know, you think about when Israel was in, when they were in, captivity, and God was raising up Gideon, actually. Mm-hmm. They were actually held captive by the Midianites. And Midian means strife. I mean, held captive by strife. There's nothing worse than a strifeful spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't like doing what strifeful people who have strifeful spirits want them to do, per se. But they end up doing what they want them to do because they just want to avoid strife.
Right.
What's the difference, right?
Yeah, there is none.
What's the difference, you know?
Right.
And so a spirit of strife, it's demonic, by the way. And it wants to constantly stir up, you know, those kind of avoidances of doing what's right. And the definition of strife, according to dictionary.com, I have to wait for a minute because the ad dropped down right in front of me right here in the car. It says, you know, vigorous or bitter conflict. Vigorous, you know, vigorous, you think about it, like consistent, like boom, boom, boom.
Very aggressive.
Boom. Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Very aggressive.
Oh, my goodness. Vigorous and bitter conflict, discord. I mean, so you can never, as long as there's strife, as long as there's a spirit of strife, you know, there will never be unity. Mm. Somebody says, you know, I just wish my family would be more united. I wish my marriage would be more united. I wish my church gathering would be more united. I wish my office would be more united. You know what? If you don't deal with the spirit of strife, if you don't deal with the fools, right?
Right.
Exactly. You're not going to have unity, what he's saying. And it's the definition of strife is vigorous or bitter conflict, discord, antagonism. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of just plugging away.
Oh,
antagonistic, you know? Mm-hmm. A quarrel, struggle, clash, competitive. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You know, as believers, really? You want to compete? We're on the same team.
Right.
Oh my goodness. You know, you score a touchdown for the team and they get angry with you. It's like, really? We're all going to wear the ring, right? Even the water boy gets to get the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wanting the glory, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
And exactly. So then, you know, he says, it is in a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel, to argue. Mm-hmm. To take on strife, or a fool gets all intertwined with someone who has a spirit of strife.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. You look back and you think, you know, wisdom goes, are you really going to try to reason with that spirit of strife?
Right.
Instead, just go okay and keep moving.
Move
because
on.
Yeah, because somebody, it's to your honor. I know that the person is working your last nerve. And I know that they're probably, since they're held captive, they're also accusing you because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. But realize, it looks like you look like a fool when you're trying to reason with somebody with a spirit of strife.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's plainly wrong. Mm-hmm. It's ungodly. It's a sin, you know, and if they're not going to, you can't, you know, they have to deal with it. Now, one thing, if they want to deal with it, then you can actually pray and you can drive out a spirit of strife. Mm-hmm. But the only... Because it's based in a root of pride, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to conquer pride is humility, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
You know, the definition of, you know, for a long, I remember, you know, when I was trying to figure out, you know, as a believer and trying to hear what God is saying, and you know, and I was trying to figure out, as the Lord was speaking to me about pride, I was like, "Lord, there's so much pride in our lives, and it's just pride, pride. My goodness, I mean, how do you identify pride?" You know, and then he said, "Well, just look at no." I'm just joking, you know I am. But he told me this. He says, "Don't even look for pride. Don't even look for pride. Think about it. To be able to locate pride, don't even look for it, because we all have so much of it. You know, mm-hmm. self-reliancy and all these different mm-hmm. things." And right. he said, "Look for humility. And if you don't see humility, you're looking at pride." Yeah. So then the question is, what's the definition of humility, right?
Yeah.
And it says it's the opposite of pride.
Total opposite.
Total opposite. Mm-hmm. And it is total dependency on God. Mm-hmm. I mean, total, not right. just, you know, I trust him in this area, but not that area.
Right.
Well, that's the area you're strifeful in. That's yeah. when somebody starts dealing with that area. You start
somebody touch that button.
Yeah, like, that's right. Strife. And it's like, I'm not going to talk to you because I'm not going to be a fool. Anyway, so that... it's total. The definition of humility is the opposite of pride. It's total dependency on God, and listen to this part, and respect for other people. You know, a fool. It's you know, there's a proverb that says that you can't. It's just impossible to honor a fool.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm trying to honor you.
Right. And it seems so bad. The word even says it's better to live on the roof than to be in a house of strife.
Oh, that's true. It is. It really is. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Get away.
That's right. That's why you build a second story.
Yeah.
And so you think about it. It says, so it is to a man's honor to avoid strife. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you go resolve every strifeful Midianite issue going on. It just means if they're going to run on some treadmill of roller coaster of strife, and you could see, there was this cartoon character, most people probably don't know about this character. You know, it was called Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
But there was this one kid. I don't know if what he was, but he carried a cloud with him. He had like a cloud of dirt. I don't know what his name
was. Yeah, I think it's Pigpen.
Oh, really? That was his name? Yeah, was it Pigpen? Oh, is that kind of biblical, right? You know, Barbara was talking to me about a book about deliverance, and you know, the pig, the demons flew out of the Jewish men who were herding pigs, which is a contradiction. They shouldn't have had any pigs in the first place, right? And they went, no, they went out of the people, and they went into the pigs.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And so this book is about, you know, the pig's parlor and different things like that. And so you're going to have to help me out. Well, how did pigs come up? What did that come
You're
from?
Talking about Charlie Brown.
Oh, Charlie Brown. Yeah, Pigpen. Yeah. And so they're like Pigpen, because he walked around with a big cloud around him. You know, and it's like, you know, ma'am, dude, and you know, think about it. Okay, if you want to have a pig pen cloud around you, which is all this demonic festerings, like, if you begin to abide with God, you can really just see this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just see it, and we're moved with compassion over that. We want everybody to be free. I mean, Jesus was moved with compassion because he saw they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. But if you won't listen. I mean, if you've partnered with Second Heaven, which is Ephesians 6:12, and you decided that you're going to live your life that way, it's actually to my honor to avoid you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is pretty a big relief, because a lot of times people have this Messiah complex where they think they're going to go help this person. It's like, dude, if they're going to stay in that spirit of strife, you know, don't get on the roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, they say, you know, as you get older, you get wiser. But the thing is, you're just tired. It's like, I don't have enough energy to get on that roller coaster.
Right.
And so this Messiah complex, get past that thing and say, you know what? You know, I'm just going to avoid you. It's to my honor to avoid that. It's to my honor to make sure that I don't do things that would cause strife, you know? But every fool is quick to argue, and it's amazing. You know, it's like, are you arguing?
Yeah, right.
Really? Is that? I thought we were just going to have a cup of coffee. And so the word today, the wisdom today. You know, we want wisdom. God, give us wisdom. And think about it. Solomon could have asked for anything when he took over from his father David, King David. Mm-hmm. He could ask for money. He could have asked for wealth. He could have asked for anything. But he said, Lord, give me wisdom to be able to do what you've called me to do. Mm-hmm. Give me wisdom to lead your people. And God says this. This is what God says. And if you stop asking for things and ask for wisdom. He said, because you asked for wisdom, I will give you more wisdom than anybody's ever had. But I'll also give you all these other things that people are asking for, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, gold, wealth, and all that kind of stuff. And he was like the richest man at that time. And so, actually, he was really rich because he had like gold and metals and things.
Yeah,
today, it's just
real,
like,
real money.
Yeah, it's like, oh, of course I'm rich. Look at my numbers. And so that's our word today. You know, avoid it's to your honor. Now, the person that has the strife on them that they refuse to deal with, they won't respond to you as if, wow, how honorable, you avoided me. They'll be saying, listen to me. It's like, I'm going to do the honorable thing. I think I'm just going to avoid this whole conversation and pray for them that they can be free, because Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw this person's harassed and helpless. They're not, you know, they're not enjoying their life.
No.
And if you get too close, you won't enjoy yours.
That's right.
So that's for the wisdom for today. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.